You are going to listen to an interview about social networking. Listen and answer the questions.
And that's the latest news today. Next, we're going to be speaking to our technology editor, Simon Smith. He'll be telling us all about the latest report in social networking that has been collated from over a million participants around the world. Good afternoon, Simon.
Good afternoon, Carol.
So, this report...
Yes, it's the biggest report like this I think we've ever seen, and it certainly raises some questions for social media sites, and indeed for us, the people that use them.
I hear that it's tapped into the motivations we have for using social media. What can you tell us about this?
It has. There were over 50 different groups surveyed, and there were some interesting discoveries. For example, senior citizens, who you would think use social networks like Facebook to make friends and avoid being lonely, actually use them to do things like look at articles and watch videos. This group of people actually spends the most time on the internet too, which is in stark contrast to the situation 10 years ago when a lot of older people weren't even online. The research also found that young people tend to use social networks for reasons relating to social acceptance. Simply, they want to stay in with their friends. This group tends to switch sites a lot, so Facebook might be popular for a short amount of time, but they'll move on to other sites like Instagram or Twitter pretty swiftly. Loyalty isn't a big feature of this group. If we look at mothers, however, we can see a completely different story. Their loyalty is actually pretty high, and they tend to form close bonds with people in their online community. People that they haven't actually met. This is not simply to allay the isolation of staying at home with a small child, which is what we might suppose. Actually, it's to find out whether they are doing the right thing when it comes to caring for their young children or indeed their teens. These sites can be extremely supportive tools. Lastly, let's look at another group which showed surprising motivations for using social networks. People who are not in relationships. This group of people, again, you may think are quite lonely, but statistics show they post more and go out more than any other group. In fact, often their motivation is to get back in touch with people they've met, perhaps from school or just from their busy social lives.
That's very interesting and not at all what I would have thought. How do you think this information will affect social networking sites at the moment? Do you think we'll see some changes?
Yes, I think so. I've been looking at some of the most popular sites at the moment, SoPals, Everywhere Us and Sweet. They all have their advantages and disadvantages, but I can see all three of them going in different directions in the future. Let's talk about SoPals firstly, as it's probably one of the most well-known social networks around at the moment. And why is it so popular? Well, I think it's pretty easy to use, and also it's seen a good uptake in lots of different countries. I think nearly every country in the world has access to it, and there are millions of international users. However, the one thing many people are not at all happy about is the way in which SoPals quite brutally collects user data. There has been some talk in the press about who can access this data, and although the wider community might not be too bothered, there are some rights groups who are outraged. On the other hand, they also have quite a good strategy for going forwards. They are going to develop posts which are more temporary. So, say they'll stay on for an hour and are then archived. This is something which is increasingly popular for younger users, so it sounds like a good move to me. Now, moving on to Everywhere Us. This is more of a context-specific social networking website. One of its best points is that it's geared towards close friends. This means that people are more likely to share more things. The app has been a great success. However, we can't say the same for the web version, which has had some dreadful feedback. They need to work on this, in my opinion. But I don't think it will stop this site from getting bigger and bigger in the future. One final site that I do want to mention is Sweet. Now, this isn't really a site for the likes of me and you, Carol. It's actually a social network for teens. Now, the reason why this site is becoming so popular for this age group is that it supports so many different forms of media. So you can post audios, pictures, videos, little voice messages, games. It's really booming with this age range. It's not all perfect, though. I've got to say that the design is quite simplistic and childlike, even for the age range. And also, there's no app yet. They'll want to get that developed if they want to be a big player in this market. And they obviously do want to be a big player as they're planning next year to branch out to other demographics, such as young parents and older people. I can see this being a really successful move if they get the design spot on. One thing I will say, though, is that social networking doesn't appear to be going anywhere. It looks to just grow and grow.